Okay, so I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Sarah today. And we're going to be talking, for those who've read the show notes or are watching us on YouTube can see, we're going to be talking about instant dismissal in the workplace. But before we kind of go into that and to the details of that, Sarah, just want to quickly kind of tell us about you and what you do and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Michael, for having me.
Oh, so,
yeah, HR department is my business. So I help small, medium-sized clients with anything from recruitment to retirement and everything in between. There's a little strap line. So you'll find me giving advice on any matter from hiring people to firing people, and helping, you know, with all the usual HR things around interviews, recruitment, induction, contracts of employment, handbooks, helping with performance appraisals, and if there's any actual people problems around absence and disciplinary and grievance. So everything to do with hiring employees.
Yeah, and I guess what you do is you're in that world of, especially when you're a relatively small business and they're growing, and there's obviously all sorts of complexities to that and things happen. And probably one of the biggest things is, and around the employment, isn't it, as people from, whilst employing one person is obviously there's a degree of complexity. Once it probably goes from one or two or three, four people, and it starts to ramp up, I guess there's quite a lot of things that businesses have to think about, and that's where someone like yourself comes in.
Sorry, I just lost reception then. I don't know if that affects. So 10 employees I tend to find is the touch point, actually. And as businesses are growing, when a business owner starts his or her business, they tend to recruit people that they know initially. And then as you've exhausted the people that you know, you're recruiting people you don't know, and the mix changes and the dynamics change. And but around, you know, the early not 10 employees, it's really good to get your culture, your foundation, your values, your beliefs all set up. For some reason, around 10 employees really start to really impact the business sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of onto the subject, onto today, what we're going to talk about. Probably before we kind of go into the details of it, what do we mean by instant dismissal? What does that mean?
Well, instant dismissal is a phrase that people say to me, so I will get people ring me, business owners ring me and say, I've just done an instant dismissal. And I'm like, what? Why? How? So it's very rare occasions where you can just instantly dismiss somebody. It really is a phrase that I've asked to talk to you about today to kind of help business owners understand we shouldn't be doing instant dismissals. They can get us into so much trouble, especially depending on somebody's length of service. So it's a phrase people say to me when they're coming for advice, and they'll say, I've just done an instant dismissal. And I'll be like, no, what have you done? Let's help you out here.
I assume that often this happens maybe a newish employee, so they might have only been working there a few weeks or something like that. There's kind of a belief that you can essentially just get rid of them. Maybe they're still inside their probationary period, things like that. Is that quite common?
Yeah, so I mean, in the first month of employment, there is no right to notice. So in the first month, we're almost getting to the edge where we potentially could do an instant dismissal if somebody's really not working out. But after that first month of employment, people are entitled to some notice period. So there, that straight away removes the kind of phrase instant dismissal, because we've got to give notice. It all depends on a number of factors.
Yeah, I suppose so. What are the factors? You know, if you've got somebody who, let's say you with that before you listen to this conversation, you would dismiss instantly. What should you be doing to make the whole thing better for everybody involved?
Yeah, I mean, so if somebody's got more than 2 years' service, it's an absolute no-no. You'll find yourself into all kinds of trouble if we dismiss somebody without following a proper procedure. So there's codes of practice set up that have to be followed. And once somebody's got 2 years service, if we don't follow that code of practice, they will definitely be taking you to tribunal and more than likely 100% winning a tribunal case. So we're dealing here with really less than 2 years service. where people will often say to me, well, they've got less than 2 years service, they can't make a claim against me at tribunal, they can't go to ACAS, so I just want to get rid of them. But that's not always as easy as it is to do. So even with shorter service, there's lots and lots of reasons why somebody could still take a company to tribunal, and business owners don't always realise that. So I've had a couple of cases in the past where I've kind of like been advising to follow a process and the owner's saying, but they can't take me to ACAS. But they can, particularly if it's, for example, associated with a protected category or even hidden things. If we've raised a health and safety complaint and we believe that we've been dismissed because we've raised a health and safety complaint, that does give us access to tribunals. So there's lots and lots of factors that people just don't understand are there.
Probably might be good to take a step back, actually, in terms of why you can dismiss someone, what are the rules around that. And now I know there'll be lots of nuances within this and complications, but I'm sure there's kind of general things you could talk about why and how you can get rid of somebody.
There are five fair reasons to dismiss.
Okay.
And the first one is conduct. So we can dismiss somebody if their conduct's not appropriate. That might be timekeeping, it might be attitude, it might be behaviour. The second fair reason to dismiss is capability. So if somebody's not capable of the role, either because they're not capable, because we've trained and trained and trained and trained, but they're just not getting the right skills for the job, or capability through ill health. So capability kind of splits into two for performance and ability to do the job, or ill health capability. Our third reason is redundancy. So redundancy is a fair reason to dismiss. And the fourth reason is by reason of statute. So, for example, a HGV driver loses their driving license, then it's another legal reason that's standing in the way of us employing them, because the only work we have for them is HGV driving. And then finally, the fifth reason is called SOSR, which means some other substantial reason. But it's not quite as broad as it sounds. It is still quite technical as to what fits into there. So the thing with this instant dismissal and the myth around 2 years service is, in the first 2 years, people don't have an automatic right to claim unfair dismissal. So if you dismiss somebody for misconduct and they're under 2 years service, they don't have an automatic right to say, I think that was unfair, and take you to tribunal. But if they think you've dismissed them for conduct because they've previously raised a health and safety complaint, then there's their right then to try and claim unfair dismissal, because they're associating their dismissal with something that comes before it.
So I guess then, in terms of from a process point of view for these type of things, it's almost like, as a business, maybe almost forget about if they've been there 2 years or not. You still need to go through the right process, because I guess the consequences are there.
So with less than 2 years service, we can go through a shorter process, but I'm also, you know, we need to think about the right culture for our business as well, and the right behaviours that we want to demonstrate to people. So we can do a shorter process, but just to instantly dismiss somebody could give us a reputation in the local community. People might not want to come and work for us because they get this impression that if you go and work at, you know, X company, they just sack you on the spot. It's not always about employment law and whether somebody can take us to tribunal. It's about the reputational risk and damage to your organisation as well. So we need to be really thinking, what impression do I want to give people? And even when we get rid of the person we get rid of, everybody else then sat around in their office still, in the workplace still, thinking, gosh, they just got rid of that person on the spot. Could that happen to me? So culturally, it's right to follow a small process. It doesn't need to be as robust or as long. When somebody's got shorter service, we can kind of get through some stages or agree to part company sooner, even if somebody's in probationary period. We'll do a couple of, you know, sessions with them, and if it's clear that the fit's just not there between you and the employee, then it's in the interest of everybody to move them on. But instant dismissal can get us into lots of trouble for right to claim notice period. And if we sack somebody and they're not expecting it, they'll start to make stuff up, they'll imagine the reasons why they were being dismissed because we haven't explained it to them truthfully and fully in a fair way.
Yeah, and I guess I was going to ask you kind of about consequences of this, and obviously you've covered some of them there, and there's that kind of internal culture, isn't there, that, oh my God, we could get snacked on the minute, which the problem with that is that you kind of peer, people are almost fear of doing anything wrong, so don't do anything. It's easier not to do anything than to do something wrong. But also, I guess one of the big challenges of the recent years is if you get that wrong and you've sacked someone, social media messages can, reputation can spread fast, can't it? A lot quicker than it probably ever has done before.
Yeah. There is also an online service. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. There is a platform where people can review their employers, and you can go on and have a look whether that's a good employer to work for. So if you don't act with kindness and fairness and, you know, integrity, then you will find yourself and your company being reviewed on that platform and getting not so good a view of yourself.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're probably not going to have anyone leave you if get sacked happy, but what you don't want is someone to leave you furious and angry and upset and feel like they've been wronged, so therefore will do whatever they can to kind of get their own back, as it were. I don't think anyone likes, no one's going to be particularly complimentary about a business they've been sacked for, but there's levels to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had plenty of cases where we have got rid of people with short notice, not instant dismissal, because I'm going to say there's no such thing as instant dismissal. It's too dangerous. But we've got rid of people with short notice and they've not understood because we haven't explained it to them with enough time. And then they attempted claims in the tribunal system because they've believed that the act was unfair. And you'll hear these people say during the process, if you'd just spoken to me properly, I'd have felt a lot different about it. So often employees understand why it's time and it's the end of the road, but they still want to be treated fairly and respectfully. So a meeting or a couple of meetings to make sure that we're treating people right, for all the reasons that we've said about PR and local community and employing people, it's for the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone's listening or watching this and are thinking, right, I need to get rid of this person, obviously, I guess the first piece of advice is don't do it as an instant dismissal. What kind of things should be they doing to, I guess, make the process, in theory, run smoother for everybody?
I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated either. So as soon as I start to talk about process, people imagine reams and reams of paper or hundreds of meetings. But I'm just talking about fairness, really. So having a meeting with somebody and telling them what they're not delivering for you as an organization, and then following up on email or a very short letter just to say we met today, we explained that these things need to improve and we're going to observe and monitor over the next couple of weeks and hope to see improvements. So just so that people are really aware of where they're going wrong, they may not realize. I get this often with apprentices. I've got clients with apprentices and they'll say, you know, they're not arriving on time, they're not clean, they're not tidy. And it's explaining that definitely right at the level of apprentice, it's their first job out of school quite often. They don't necessarily know these rules exist in the workplace. So we have an obligation to help and explain and teach. And once we've done that, if they don't, you know, the old adage of take the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. If we've helped and we've trained and we've guided, but the person's still not improving, then it's time to part company. And that might feel like an instant dismissal on the day, only it won't, because they'll probably be entitled to at least 1 week's notice. But we need to, explain, help, guide people so that we can. And the business owner generally has gone to a lot of time and effort to recruit. Michael, you've gone through that process in the past. It's not a 2-minute job. So when we try to get it right, we want to retain that person and look after them as best we can. It's just a case of guiding, teaching, helping.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not kind of assuming that people know things that you think are basic, but also just trying to treat people as fairly as possible and do the right thing. Because as you kind of touched on there, if you have a conversation with someone and say, look, we need to see these improvements, that in their heart of hearts, they probably will know if they've made those improvements over whatever period of time that is. And then if it comes to the point of dismissal, then, like I said, they're probably expecting it to an extent, and that will probably, in theory, could take some of the sting out of the situation.
Yeah, yeah. It gives them a chance to make their own choices, and I think as human beings, we always feel better if we feel like some of the choice is our own. So if we're told we're not performing, we've got a choice to improve, or we've got a choice to look elsewhere for something that might be a better fit for us. Not everybody finds the right job the first time.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Thank you for that, Sarah. I think that's probably really, really useful advice for them to think about this situation. You know, for some people it might have arrived now, or it might arrive in however many years' time, but to kind of be aware of that. If anyone wants to kind of find out more about you, contact you, Sarah, find out what you do, where's the best places to do so?
Yeah, we've got our website, but you know, my email address, sarah.bradley@hrdept.co.uk. Look us up on LinkedIn. I'm always posting some updates and insights, so on LinkedIn as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah. And I'll put the links in the show notes, both on YouTube and the podcast platforms as well. I just want to say thank you for joining us for that. I know it's obviously a really important subject that we can only cover broadly quite shortly, because there's anything in this world is quite nuanced. So I thought we'd cover it as an area for people to think about. So thank you very much, Sarah, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it wasn't too technical today, but if I can help any business owners just understand it's not safe to just sack somebody on the spot most of the time. So it's better to have a small process and treat people as we would like to be treated as well.
Perfect. Thanks for joining, Sarah.
Thank you.